We are bombarded with advertising every day on TV, online, or just walking around the neighborhood. That's no accident. The ad business spends over $160 billion a year on it. But even before the ad reaches your smartphone or whatever, manufacturers and other businesses are busy spotting trends before they take shape. Economics correspondent Paul Solman went to California to take a peek at that for our weekly segment, Making Sense, which airs every Thursday on the NewsHour.
When we talk about trends, we're capturing what's happening in the culture. We're talking about what's happening with consumer behavior.
And what companies need to know to prepare for what's next, says trend maven Dee Dee Gordon, who advises many of America's largest corporations on brand building and new product development.
We look for opportunity and for white space, an opening here for us to create something.
Okay, the first significant cultural transformation in Gordon's latest guide to the cutting edge.
Gender untethered. A lot of people are talking about gender right now because of Caitlyn Jenner, because of Laverne Cox and Orange is the New Black.
I made my own couture.
The next big movement is this idea of being able to move in and out of gender. There's this woman who is actually an actress on Orange is the New Black, and her name is Ruby Rose. And she identifies as being gender fluid. And she has some videos that she's posted online where she transforms from being a woman into a man.
And institutional America is beginning to respond to the gender untethered trend.
1,500 universities now that have gender neutral housing, gender neutral bathrooms. Even, you know, when you think about corporate America and HR, they're having to learn and understand a new vernacular, like what do you call a person who is a he one day and a she the next?
As Gordon points out in her report, products marketed explicitly by gender can put up to half of potential sales at risk. But what might a gender untethered product look like?
I wanted to create a physical product that allowed you to be fluid. This doll allows you to change the gender as you like. This is just our way of kind of pushing an idea out there and getting people to think about it differently.
Gordon is president of the innovation group of Sterling Brands, part of the Omnicom advertising and marketing conglomerate. She's based in the Los Angeles building that doubles as the set for a tech firm in the HBO series Silicon Valley. But to Gordon, one of the new trends is anti-tech, a growing desire for privacy.
We call it conspicuous isolation. People are feeling very overwhelmed by all of the data out there. And so they're trying to find ways of being on the grid while being off the grid.
Are you concerned about wireless snooping?
There's a wallet called the Blockit, and it allows you to put your tech device inside this sleeve so that there are no signals that can get to your device.
Blockit Pocket helps you maintain your privacy in an ever-increasingly wireless world.
There's a pair of jeans that they've actually sewn this material into the pocket, so there's no way anybody can hack your technology.
And in the near future, there might be a privacy helmet that prevents cameras from capturing the wearer's face.
The privacy helmet is not a real product. When we report on a trend, we like to showcase evidence that's out in the world that brings the trend to life. But we also like to future cast where we think this trend can go.
Gordon has been trend spotting since the late 90s, when she was profiled in The New Yorker and later featured in a Frontline documentary as a cool hunter.
There's a group of people who would go out and scour the streets looking for the next big thing and take that information and report it back to large companies who were trying to design for youth culture.
Gordon no longer hunts cool, a job that's been transformed by the internet and social media, she says.
It gets out there and it's like, whoop, everybody has it.
She now takes a longer view.
When I do my trend research, I'm looking for larger scale movements that aren't going to quickly go away.
Like technology itself. For example,
hyper experiences, people's need to be more immersed in products and in brands.
virtual reality.
Virtual reality, Oculus Rift, even looking at theme park culture and like the expectation that people have when they go to theme park destinations.
My favorite part was the heat and the speed, the drop, the whole ride, the wind, everything. It's so awesome.
Even if you look at what's happening in home, like Sonos, it's an entertainment system. It allows you to have music or any kind of audio playing throughout your house. They've done a partnership with Philips where it's now linked to lighting. So you can create different moods within your own personal environment. What is that going to mean for the workplace? What's that going to mean for automotive? What's that going to mean for when you go out and eat with your family on a Sunday night?
A related trend, says Gordon, is life framing, taking pictures of your Sunday meal, for example, to post online.
That trend is all about the documentation of experiences, how consumers are using photography to frame up these experiences to be able to elevate their status amongst their group of peers and their network. Have you ever heard of Instasham?
Instasham?
It's a website where you can download pictures of any possible scenario, like a wild party or a scene of hiking up a mountain. If I post it, then people are going to think that I did that.
And what are the economic implications?
Right now, consumers are more interested in experiences than in products. They want to be able to interact with other people. They want to be able to feel a connection. They want to be able to meet other people that are like-minded.
In a phrase, experience over consumption. An example of the trend Gordon calls frugeois.
Frugeois. Which is really our commentary on frugal living. Millennials are extremely conscious of what they're spending, so they want things that are cheap, but that are designed to function, last, and look really good. Fast fashion products like H&M or Cause, which is a kind of more adult line from H&M.
And one final trend on which Gordon advises her corporate clients.
Our bulk lash trend, which is all about single living.
Bulk?
Lash. Bulk lash.
I see. So backlash against buying in bulk.
Correct. If you're a single person and you're living in a small apartment with not a lot of storage and not a lot of capacity, like you want to be able to buy just for you.
And come to think of it, with baby boomers downsizing as well, this could be a trend for young and old alike. This is economics correspondent Paul Solman reporting for the PBS NewsHour from Los Angeles, California, where I actually was.